Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the fifth shiur in this series. We're talking about Yakir, recognizing the child, proclaiming fatherhood, and where we can, where we, what we saw in the previous shiur was the kasha that we had. We had a stira, the Rambam. One of the Rambam says that if both a man and a woman say that a child is a woman is Mizane, and both the man and the woman say that the child is his, so it remains a Suffolk Linyan Yibum, and the wife of this man who is Mizane with this woman has to do Chalitzaf. They die with it, dies, and there are no other children. She has to do Chalitza Misafik. When it comes to Truma, the Rambam Paskins, that if a Yisraelis is impregnated and she came to the father as a Kohen, he enritzes the father, and she has a baby, so now because of this baby Kohen, she can eat Truma. And even though it's a Suffolk, maybe another man is the father, but the Vlad is Becheskas, this man, because this man said he was Baal, and she says. So, it's a Stira. When it comes to Truma, we trust their Bari. When it comes to the fetus, and Yibum, we don't trust their Bari. There we say we're Mesupik still, and she has Duchalitza. So how do you work this out? That's our Kasha. So Mori V'Rabbeisai, we had the Teretz of the Avnei Miluim. The Avnei Miluim says, listen, when it comes to Yibum, the Nidon is not this woman. This woman says he's the father. Thank you very much. But the Nidon isn't you. The Nidon is this man. Is his wife obligated in Chalitza or not? So we can't believe your Bari, lady, in order to pater this man, his wife, from Chalitza. She says she can be the only one who really knows for sure, right? She knows if she slept with other men and when. So when it comes to Yibum, how can we trust her? The Nidon is not the man. The Nidon is not her. The Nidon is the man and his wife. Is she Chayev in Yibum and Chalitza? So we can't trust this woman who is Mizana that he's the father. But when it comes to Truma, there the Nidon is her. Can she eat Truma? When the Nidon is her, we trust the Baal Din to say Bari about themselves. That's the Teretz of the Avnei Miluim. However, we rejected this Teretz because we saw that by Truma, the Nidon is not only her. Nidon is also the Truma. You can't destroy Truma. You eat Truma that you're not allowed to eat, it's being poigame the Truma. So we don't allow that, sweet friends. We don't allow you to be pogging the Truma. So if that's true, then the Avnei Miluim's teretz falls away. Because Avnei Miluim wanted to say, by Truma, since the only Nidon is her, since by Truma the only Nidon is her, we can't trust her. Since by Truma the only Nidon is her, we can trust her and allow her to eat the Truma based on her Bari. Toda Rabba. Yishkam Nidon the Gabeya Truma Atzma, the Cheftz of the Truma is in danger now. Because if he's really not the father, she's not telling the truth, then she's destroying Truma. She has no right to eat the Truma. Only if he's really the father and she's the mother of a Kohen, then she can eat the Truma. Otherwise, no. So the Nidon is also the Truma. And then we saw by, and therefore, how can we believe her? And we saw Yisod for this from the din of the Mishnah and Chof Zayin Amud Beis, that when a man and woman were taken captive, Zechariah ben Akatsav, and his wife, he was said, I'm sure I was with her the whole time, they didn't touch her. They didn't violate her, we don't believe him. Why not? Either they're both Bari, and the Nidon is only them. The answer is, as we saw from the Gemara and Ksubis, that when it comes to a Kohen, there's a din on the Beis din, Isur Kehuna Shiny. The Beis Din has to be mafresh Isurei Kohuna from each other. The Beis Din has to make sure that Kohanim are keeping their kahuna they're preserving the sanctity of the kahuna. Ze tafkid shel ha beis din. Umemele, here, it's not only the issue in Zechariah ben Akatzif. You can't say, oh, zani don shelo. Zani don shelo. So you call laid bari, lagid bari al atzmai. He omer bari, who omer bari. Lo, ze kamdin ala beis din. Beis din only gets involved lafrushe me sura. But if they say there's no isser, Beis Din trusts them. It's their issue, not Beis Din's. If they say there's no isser, there's no isser. But here it's Beis Din's issue. It's not just a din in them. It's a din in the Beis Din, like we saw in Yevamos Peches Amid Beis, that Beis Din has a special din to preserve the Kedusha of the Kahuna. And therefore here also, and therefore you can't believe them with their buries. Because it's not only their issue. Here also, it's not only her issue eating the truma, it's also the issue of the truma, throwing the truma. That's what we saw. That's a sikum, what they call in Yiddish a summary. Ve'achshav ke'et anachnu nigashim le'kayem et terutzo shel avne miluim. Dinei omer moreinu v'rabeinu maran rosh ha'yeshiva zecher tzadik levracha l'shmo l'zecho tavat nefesh. שבמשנה לקמן בדף חוף ג' עמוד ב' מבואר דסגי בעיד אחד שהוא כהן להכיל לו בתחומה. והביא שם הרן שיתס הרמב״ם תלוי מהני ילך עליו להכיל לו בתחומה דרבונה. אבל לתחומה דוי רייסה בין את שני עדים. How do you know? Who can you trust that someone's a Kohen to allow him to eat truma? And the Mishnah says one aid. The Ran says, Shitas HaRambam is, one aid is only good for Truma Derabbanan. For Truma Deraisa, you need two aidim. For example, today, Truma Derabbanan. But for Truma Deraisa, two aidim. V'sigalav, Shevadai, Be'erachat Sagi, Mishum De'erachat Neman B'Yisuri. He says that it, for sure, Eid Echad is enough. Eid Echad Neman B'Surim, even a Suri Daraisa. So the Ran answers this disagrees with the Rambam. The Pnei Yoshua and Ksubis wants to be metarets that the Kohanim are only a mute. So it's Eid Echad Keneged HaRoiv. So when the Eid Echad said he's a Kohen, he's going against the Rov. So Mimela, here you can't trust the Eid Echad. And the Dairai, so that's the Pnei Yoshua. However, this Teretz doesn't work according to the Shmaitz and Shmaitz of Perek Zayin. Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Drush V'Chiddush, it Gimel Amid Beis, that if it's a Ruba Disa Kaman, and Eid Echad is Naman Afilu B'Makom Rov. So Mimela, here we have a Rov in front of us. And in such a case, an Eid Echad is believed. Even B'Makom Rov, you can look in the Shmaitz and Rabbi Kibager about that. So the Eid Echad should be believed. Hakopanim, we'd like to explain Shitas HaRambam, since the Pnei Yoshua's Teretz doesn't hold according to everyone. Why does the Rambam hold that only Truma D'Rabbanan, but not Truma D'Raisa? But Truma D'Raisa, you need two Eidim. So, Hanira B'Bi'ur Shitat HaRambam, She'edu Zo L'Ha'idoi, Shehu Kohen, After Nafkamina Ha'yotzeis Mimenu La'atiro Lecho B'Trumeh, לא הווה אלו איסורים דעלמה, בכל מוקו עם עצם העדוס, הרי היא כלפי הגברה תהו הכהן. ואם כן שפיר קרינן בי לא יוקום עד אחד באיש, כל הגדה שהוא איש לא הייתה על מהוסוי ועצם דינו בו איש שניים. So, this עדוס, to be made that he's a Kohen, even though it's a nafgamina, that it's matrium to eat truma, and that's only in the realm of Isur Veheter, eating Truma. Nevertheless, the Etzem Eidus is Klapei the Kohen himself. What is the nature of this individual? And therefore, we're saying that he's an Ish. And we say, Lo Yakum Eid Echad B'Ish. That every Haggadah that he's an Ish, the nature of this man, the nature of this individual, the nature of this person, requires two. And the Yesod for this is in the Sifri and Amir Tushem. We are going to discuss it in a future shir in our Shiurim on Maseches Gittin. So that's when it comes to testifying about, that would explain Shitas HaRambam. Why does the Rambam say that one aid is not enough for Truma Dairaisa? Because the Pasuk says, Lo Yakum Eid Echad Be'ish. Any Haggadah Be'ish requires two. And you're right, Ron says, yeah, but we're dealing with Shum, it's Isser V'Heter, Gevaldik. Shum is Isser V'Heter, but the Ish is Daraisa. The Ish is not just Eid Echad Neman V'Surim. The Ish requires two Eidim to testify about the Ish. And here we don't have two Eidim, we only have one Eid. So Memela, when it comes to Truma Daraisa, we don't trust that one Eid. When it comes to Truma Darabanan, but on the Daraisa level, you need two, because they're testifying about the man. And to testify about a man, Midaraisa, you need two. So we only accept their testimony about the man, Darabanan, so we can eat Truma Darabanan, but not Daraisa. Daraisa, we say that he remains an ankoin. That explains Shitas HaRambam. Umeata, yesh lekayim et terutzo shel ha'avnei miluim. Shelefi ha'amur nimtza, sherak mishum shu nidon klapei agavra, im hu kohen o lo, ein lo torat isurim, ela bo yishnayim kishar ha'goda be'ish. That only because the issue is vis-a-vis the Gavra, is he a Kohen or is he not a Kohen? We are not in the realm of Isser V'Heter here. We need two people like every other Haggadah B'Ish. Aval mitzad ha-din, de'achevtza mitoraz din shimu, vade lo hava yele kishar isurim da'alma. Umahani b'zeh, Eid Echod. We want to know, is this child a Kohen or not? So you should need two, right? The only thing is, mitzad the nidon of the truma requires a din shimur. This din shimur of preserving the truma that it shouldn't be destroyed and eaten by a non-kohen, what realm is that? That's in the realm of Isser V'Heter. And there one eid is enough. So it emerges that the Avne Miluim is correct when he says that her bari is enough. What about the din of the cheftza? By the cheftza of the truma, her bari doesn't help. That's not her nido. Nevertheless, what she says is effective with regard to the Taras Eid Echad Kisurim Daum. Ela de Mikal Mogum came with the Sherish and Idnush Lenu Hala Isha and Nifsla Mechil is Truma Olo. So it comes out like this. They really need both. You need Eid Echad and you need Bari. The Bari, when does Bari work? Bari works if it's only Nogea to you. What's Nogea to you, Bari works. So for her, the Bari is going to work. Why is the Bari going to work? Because she says, Bari Li, that he was a Kohen. And Memela, I'm allowed to eat Shruma. So that's as far as her din is concerned. Then you have another din. You have din Klapei the Cheftza. There, Bari doesn't help. Remember our Yisod? Bari doesn't help Klapei the Cheftza. If Bari is dealing with someone else, if it's not your nidon, then Bari doesn't help. And here we're concerned about the truma. What's the truma? Is she allowed to eat the truma? Does she really have a child from a kohen or not have a child from a kohen? And if she doesn't, then this she's not allowed to be eating this truma. She's destroying the truma. It's not a din in her, it's a din in the truma. So since it's not a din in her, it's a din in the truma, her bari doesn't help. But there we come on to a different din. And what's that din? That din is Eid Echad Neman B'Yisulim. Eid Echad Neman B'Yisulim. And since Eid Echad is Neman B'Yisulim, she's believed to say, I'm not doing an Isser, I'm not destroying the Truma. What we saw before in the Rambam is that to be made on the Ish, you need two. To be made on the Ish that he's a Kohen, for that you need two. Lo Yakum Eid Echad Be'ish, Kol Agadashi Be'ish, requires two. But here the issue is Shimur HaTruma. Is she properly preserving the Truma? Say Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurin. You believe her to say Bezin's job is to preserve the Truma. The Truma is not, let's say, Bezin's job, but it's not her Nidon. The Nidon is the Truma. But Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurin, we don't have to worry about the Truma because Eid Echad is believed to Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurin. So as far as the Yisur V'Heter of eating Truma when she's not allowed to be, we can trust her outside Eid Echad. And when it comes to her own Nidon, is she allowed to eat the Truma, not mitzad the Truma destroying the Truma? There you can go with the Bari, because the person's believed about themselves to say Bari. So when it comes earlier to what we saw about the case of the Kohen, separate him from his from a woman he might be usher to when the aide marries the woman who he claims the husband was dead. So there we have Trey or Trey. So there the Bezin has to get involved. There, her saying Bari doesn't help and Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurin doesn't help because it's Trey U'Trey. So obviously her Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurin is going to help us. Beis Din has a suffix. They have to separate them. But here we're dealing with a case where we don't know. So we have two issues over here. We have the issue of her eating the Truma and we have the issue of the Truma being eaten. She's now allowed to eat the truma if she doesn't have a child as a Kohen, and the truma is now allowed to be eaten by her, the truma is being destroyed. So as far as the issue of her eating, there, like the Avnei Miluim says, the Bari goes. She can testify about herself. What about the truma? You can't testify about truma. Because Bari doesn't work for the truma because that's not her nidon. Bari only works if the nidon is you. But here the nidon is the truma. She's destroying the truma. The answer is Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurin. We believe her to say that she's allowed to be eaten and she's not doing an Isser. So that's Mekayim, the Teretz of the Avnei Miluim. Marv Rabbi Yisai. Coming attractions, please God. We would like to, first of all, B'li Neder, God gives us life and health. We'd like to go more into this inyan of Eid Echad B'Yisurei Kahuna, which is a very, very exciting topic. Very exciting, Rabbi Yisai. And that's in our series on Gittin, but it relates to this. And these are all from the Rosh Yeshiva. Most of our Shiurim on Gittin, Iksubis, and Kedushin are Mitoris Marana Rosh Yeshiva of Chaim Zitzel. And in our Iksubis series, we have Smoch Mi'uta L'Chazaka. I'm saying that's like off the charts exciting. Not that it's Surik Winabedach, it isn't off the charts exciting. But they're both off the charts exciting, rabbis say. So that's just a little look into coming attractions, a peek. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should, I remember when I was a child, and I was a Tinok Shanishba Ben HaKlovim, because I spent my childhood, some of it anyway, on the Upper West Side, and there are a lot of dogs on the Upper West Side, a lot of dogs. So I was a Tinok Shanishba Ben HaKlovim. Anyway, there used to be a movie theater on 83rd and Broadway, 84th and Broadway, around there. The Lowe's movie theater, I think it's still there. Last I checked, it was there. Anyway, so I would go there, or maybe other theaters. It was exciting as a child to go to the movies. I, Baruch Hashem, haven't gone to the movies in 30, it was about 9th January of 1991, I think I went to the last movie. So that's 33 years, Baruch Hashem. I saw a movie with Robin Williams, and it was just so depressing. It was like a really depressed. I said, for this, I have to spend money to be depressed. Anyway, I go to the movies. I'd see the coming attractions. It would be so exciting at the beginning of the movies. Oh, this movie is coming, and this movie is coming, and you're in that dark theater, and oh wow, it's so exciting. So Lahavdil, 20 trillion havdalos. So in the world of Torah, we have to use Mikolai to learn from the other side, from the dark side, literally. The movies are a dark place. So to also talk about coming attractions. So here we have it. We have Smoch Miyudu Chazaka and Asurei Kuhuna Beit Echad. So something to look forward to, Rabbi Isai. And of course, much, much more after that. So thank you for listening. Ubezrat Hashem, and Nachman Namshich. Shalom, shalom.